We are turning to the Word of God for today, Psalms number 84. I'm going to ask David to read that entire psalm. It's not very long.
In the fifth musician upon this psalm, or Psalm 84, how enviable are thy tabernacles, Lord? My soul longeth, yea, fainteth for the force of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cried out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found his house, the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord. My King and my God, blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They shall still praise in thee, Selah. They will still be praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them. Who passeth through the valley of Baca, made it a well. The rain also filleth food. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy court is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tent of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth
thee. Thank you. That is Psalms 84 from verse 1 to the end of the chapter. Praise the name of the Lord. For all meditation or edification, or exhortation, and our comfort, we will be looking at this psalm, and we will select a part of verse 5 and a part of verse 6 as our text for today's message. And here is how that text would read using part of verse 5 and part of verse 6. Blessed is the man who, passing through the valley of Baca, maketh it a well. Blessed is the man who, passing through the valley of Baca, maketh it a well. This 84th psalm begins with a cry from an individual. I would say we would make him a man today, an individual, a man, with a deep and burning thirst for worship. He wanted so badly to worship God in the place set aside for that purpose, the tabernacles of God. He was crying, he longed for the house of God. And to put it in today's context, he longed for church. He wanted to be in church. He wanted to be in the service. He wanted to be where the choir is singing and the soloists are performing and the people are lifting their voices and giving praise and thanks. He missed that so badly. His desire for fellowship and communion with God and God's people is so strong. It is intense. It is burning as we read and we pick up the tenor of this psalm. Here how he puts it, he says, my soul fainteth. That is from deep inside of him. There was a yearning, a longing, a crying. There was a reaching out. Oh, something inside of him was as if it was exploding and he was reaching beyond his grasp. My soul fainteth. And he goes further to the seat of his emotion and he says, my heart longeth. Oh, hallelujah. And many of you have had a longing heart for so many things that are material and so many things that you think you cannot do without. He said, my heart longeth. And then he says, my flesh crieth out. What created this state of mind in this individual? Why and how did he arrive at this point in his life where there is such a burning, a longing, a yearning for the house of God? We don't know, but whatever the cause, it did not erase or silence or snuff out his desire for the presence of God,
Amen.
For the house of God,
Amen.
For the fellowship that comes when you're in the house of God. There is something about this house,
Amen.
This house of God,
Amen.
That does something for you,
yes.
That nowhere else is able to duplicate. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Oh, it's such a tremendous privilege we have of being here today. And you who are sitting there at home and taking in this service, as we say in common language, you know what a joy it gives and it brings. Your soul somehow becomes somewhat satisfied by being in the presence of the Lord. This is real. This is not something that is put on. COVID-19 struck a severe blow to church attendance, from which condition the church is still recovering. And it struck such a blow that many who cherished and valued church, they lost that desire. And they're outside of these walls. But beloved, there is a life that comes to you from being in the house of God, in the presence of God, with the people of God. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together, together in unity. It is like that ointment that was poured upon Aaron. But let's come back to our text. If this individual in this psalm was cut off from attendance of the worship service in the house of the Lord, he still maintained a very strong and fervent longing for worship, the worship experience there. If he was cut off, there was still a longing and a crying and a desire and a reaching out from within his heart for the house of God. He wanted that worship experience. Yes, he said his soul was longing and his soul was fainting. His heart and his flesh was crying out for the living God. Now, this is strong language. This is no superficial situation. This man, deep down within, had a longing in his heart for Jesus. Sorry, had a longing in his heart for God. This is Old Testament. There is a source of power in united worship. In Psalm 16 and 11, the Bible says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. No doubt, this man may have tasted the fullness of joy that came from the presence of God. And he loved the savor, the flavor, and the taste of that fullness of joy that he wanted more and more and more and more. And I dare say, anyone who has experienced the touch of God on their life, whose soul has been touched by the living presence of God, whose spirit has been revived by the power of God, anyone who has experienced such will want it again and again and again. That is what makes the backslider so miserable. Because he knows, what he used to feel in the house of God, in the presence of God, among the people of God, when the glory of God was descending the temple. He knew that experience, and he's finding it hard to live without it. So this individual here in Psalms 84 must have certainly tasted the goodness and the grace and the mercy and the blessing of God. So he wanted it again and again, and he didn't want anything to rob him of that goodness and that joy. He continued to think and to express his feelings in a good way. He said, even the sparrows and the swallows found solitude, comfort, welcome, and warmth in the tabernacle of God. Even the birds, amazing. The birds didn't look for anywhere else to build their nests and to lay their eggs and to bring up their young ones. But there in the tabernacle of God, there are practical benefits that come from abiding, dwelling, and lingering in the house of the Lord. There are benefits. And as I thought of this message, I am reminded of that old lady in the book of Luke, first or second chapter. Anna was her name. The Bible says, she departed not from the temple day or night, but served God with prayers and with fasting. She maybe used to sing that song, we love thy house, O God, or we love this place, O God. Then I know some people, they love the house of God. Whenever the doors are open, they want to be there. Yes, because there is something there that you find nowhere else. There are practical benefits from abiding and dwelling and lingering in the house of the Lord. You, the psalmist says, I will yet, is it him? He says, I will yet praise. Yes, oh yeah, he says, they will still be praising thee. That is a way of saying that the one who loves the house of God will live a life of continual praise. Now that is a wonderful life. It's a life of thanksgiving. It's a life of optimism. It's a life of being positive all the time. You know, they have some people, not many, but some, they're so negative. Everything is bad. This is not good. That person is not good. This isn't working. This can't work. That's all they sing about. And you would think that there is nothing good. But this man, who lingers and dwells in the house of the Lord, the Bible says, His light is a light of continual praise, thanksgiving, and optimism. He is still praising God. There's some people who can't stop praising God. Hallelujah. That's a good attitude. Not being able to stop praising God. Was it the psalmist who said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. The person who loves the house of God and loves to abide in the presence of the Lord, their heart becomes a highway of praise. Their heart becomes a highway of praise. They continually increase in strength, in spirituality, and in every way they continue to be blessed. Their blessings increase. They live all the time in the presence of God. Now, even when they leave the tabernacles of the Lord, the house of the Lord, they still know what it is to experience God's blessings or God's presence. Their prayers are answered according to verse number 8. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah, let everything be still. Let everything be quiet. Let everything come to a hush and a standstill. The Lord is around here. He is in this house. The person who lives in the presence of the Lord and loves to be in the house of God, they find God a shield and a compassionate Savior, according to verse number 9. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. They find God to be a shield and a compassionate Savior. It is not a dull moment with them. There in the house of God, it's bright and brilliant. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. A day in thy courts, one day is better than a thousand. Or as the little chorus says, I wish you had that today, a little chorus. A thousand elsewhere. Yeah. One day is better than a thousand days elsewhere. Hallelujah. They find God to be a shield and a compassionate Savior. There's not a dull moment. Even to be outside the door of God's tabernacle was a strong and great blessing. What does he say there? I had rather be a doorkeeper. He didn't even say, I'd rather be inside near to the altar. Just to stand at the door, outside of the door, I'd rather be a doorkeeper. Because he knew that when he stood at the door, he would be greeting people who are going into the house of the Lord with joy and with gladness. He'd be greeting people who are happy to go in the house of the Lord. In fact, he will, as a doorkeeper, he will be welcoming people to go into the tabernacle, the place that he enjoyed so much. I remember when I first went to Pentecostal service in 1959, it wasn't in a church. It was in the city hall in Georgetown, which they are now tearing down and rebuilding. They greeted me at the door in such a way as if they were glad to have me, in such a way as if they knew me and they know they didn't know me. But the greeting was so warm and welcoming. And those ushers, they really couldn't tell what an impact their greeting had on a young man, 22 years old. They couldn't tell. But the psalmist here says, he would be a doorkeeper. He had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. The doorkeeper is outside. And even to be outside of this good place is far better than to be inside the tents of wicked people. Even to be outside the door of God's tabernacle was a strong and great blessing. He could welcome seekers and worshipers as he served as a doorkeeper, as he served as an usher. He was able to welcome them, give them a warm handshake, and give them a smile and a word of welcome. Amen. That's a blessing.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
I've been in small churches and I've been in big churches. And I've been in some big churches where the welcome is so overwhelming. It's beautiful. And I am looking forward to the day when we will have a welcoming team and a welcoming group. You know, you go to those types of service where the people understand what they're doing and they enjoy what they're doing. You don't have to go looking for a seat. They are able to lead you to a seat, and sometimes a seat of your choice. So the psalmist knew what he was talking about. He was saying, this tabernacle of God is so good, so great, so wonderful. I would enjoy even being a doorkeeper in this place. All right. He continues to enumerate the benefits and the blessings that come to those who love the house of God. And he says, God is as a son to him. In other words, in the house of God, there is a radiance, there is a brilliance, there is a light, there is an optimism, there is an atmosphere, as you were. There's an atmosphere that is positive, that is good, that is great. It's like the sun. The sun makes a tremendous difference. And sometimes we think that the sun only gives light and heat. But the sun is one of the greatest disinfectants this world knows. Years ago, before they had all these fancy equipment and all of that, people used to open their windows and doors and let the sun come in. People used to take their mattresses, this might shock some of you, mattresses and pillows, and put them out in the sun. And then they gather them in the afternoons and bring them in. I used to like to put my face on that thing. It feels so warm and it smells so clean. The sun disinfected it, cleansed it, dispelled any unpalatable odor. Unpalatable is not a word, but odor. Dispelling all the objectionable odors, if they were such. But the son, the man said, God is the son, as it were, to him. allowing light to shine around him so that he could walk in the light, so that he could experience the benefits of such light. The sun is a blessing, and those plants cannot grow without sunlight, and those fruits cannot come to maturity without sunlight. Yes, he said God is a sun, as it were, to him. He said God is a shield. God gives this man grace, undeserved, unexpected, unlimited favor. And all of this he attributes to his love for the house of God and the presence of God. Loving the house of God, living in the presence of God, walking in the presence of God, esteeming the presence of God highly, is like sunlight along your pathway. Not only sunlight, he said God gives him grace, and God gives him glory. Not gloom, not sadness, but glory, light, a smile on his face, a spring in his steps, and a joy in his heart, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And here is the big thing with which I will close in a couple of minutes. He said, this man who loves the house of God, who loves the presence of God, who loves to walk in the way God leads, he says, this man has the ability to pass through the valley of Baca and transform it into a well. This man who loves the house of God, who loves the place of God, who loves to sit at the feet of God and enjoy God's presence, this man has transformative powers in his life. He's able to go through the valley of Baca and make it a well. Baca, they tell us, was a dark, dismal, damp, dungeon-like location that you had to pass or you had to walk through in order to get, in order to make your way to the temple. How close to the temple it was, I don't know, but it was some dark area, hot, steamy, and dismal looking, that you had to pass through in order to get to the temple. But they say about this man who was on his way to the temple and who loved the temple, he had the ability to walk through this hot, humid, dismal, dungeon-like valley of Baca. He had the ability to turn it into a well. Yes. You know, there are some people who have the ability to turn things from good to better. There are some people who are able to turn what is sour into something that is sweet. What is bitter into something that is better. They're able to turn sadness into gladness. They're able to turn what is cold, ice cold and icy. They're able to turn it into what is warm. There are some people who lights up the place. Somebody gave us a a clipping or was it something years ago? I don't know where they got it from, but I want to think it's a part of a song. It says, "You light up my life." It's a song, isn't it? And there are some people who have that ability to bring light to life. Of course, there are others who could turn the brightest light into the darkest night. Who can turn what is sweet into bitter? We used to call them killjoys. But I don't know what you want to be. In fact, I don't let me put it that way. I don't know if you can be a lover of God and a lover of God's house and not have the ability to turn things around for better and for good. Somehow, God is able to use you and to make you a blessing. It is said about this kind of a man who loved the house of God, loved the church of God, loved the ways of God, who even prefers to be a doorkeeper in God's house. He said here in this passage, no, it is said of him that he is able to turn the valley of Baca into springs and wells of living water. The man who loves to dwell in the house of God, the man who loves God, he is a transformation general.
Amen.
And he's able to change things and to be a blessing. And I say to you, each one of us today, we should strive to be a blessing. And you say, well, I don't have that in me. I have to tell things as I see them. True, we need those people. But there's some people who could look at a half glass of water and one will say, this glass is half empty. And another would say, this glass is half full. It's like the two ladies who were staying in a room, they overnighted at some place. And one got up in the morning and she pulled the curtain, looked outside, and she said, good God, morning. And the other one got up from rolled out of her bed and came to the same curtain, pulled it, and she said, good morning, God. People could be so different. What they say about this man who loved the house of God, that he could turn the valley of Baca into a wellspring. God wants us to be people who are able to change situations from negative to positive, from death to life, from hopelessness to hopefulness, from sadness to gladness. God wants us to be changers. God wants us to be people who can bring about change for the better. And people who do that, they do it in a nice way. There's some people who could make change, but they have to create a big ruckus before they bring about the change. No. This man was such that he could turn a bitter situation into something that is sweet. You cannot say you love God and don't love God's house. How lovely are thy tabernacles? And I close with this. The Bible says, O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. The man is blessed himself, and he turns out to be a blessing because he's trusting in the Lord. God is working through him. And this is what this Christian life is all about. Jesus put it this way. He said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Blessed is that man who, passing through the valley of Baca, makes it a well. May God help us this week and even in the future, that wherever we go, we will make a difference and we will be a difference. We may be a light in a dark place. The Lord is a sun and a shield, and he will use us in a way that will bring relief and help and blessing to others.